tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And I am rejoicing, Diana, in this awesome teaching all this week. Since Monday, Tuesday, and this morning is Wednesday morning, fresh. That we left off, and I want to go back there because it's so awesome word when you see it. When you see it, Diana, because we notice that God intend for Adam to tend the garden, not to toil, but to tend it. So we notice that he disobeyed God's command there, and disobedient bring the curse upon the ground, right? So the ground is cursed through what? Disobedient. Adam own disobedient. And then you brought us over to chapter 5. That as disobedient bring the curse, obedient break the curse. Okay? In one man, Adam, disobey God's command and do what he wants to do, bring the curse upon the ground. Another man by the name of Noah. Yeah, and that's why we want to tie them both together now over in chapter 5, right? Mm-hmm. Obey God. God told him again, give him an instruction to build the ark and to build it exactly according to God's plan. He did. And because he obeyed God, did it the way God says it, he now, through his obedience, break the curse off the ground.
And then he had no problem giving offering to the Lord.
Yeah.
Because he saw that the Lord truly is the Lord.
Yeah.
That he was leading him in the right way. That he told him the right way to go. That he told him the right thing to do. That the Lord taught him how to build an ark. He taught him how to build in a ship at a time when there was no ship. He taught him how to do it, to effectively do it, a ship that survived the flood, a ship that was still intact after the raging flood that was going on. So he knew what God could do. Why? Because he was obedient, and through his obedience, he experienced what God can do.
Yes.
So he wholeheartedly then is able to build an altar first thing, as soon as he gets off the ark, and give the offering, because he knows that it was only God. He knows that God is the source of every resource. He knows that it was God who gave him the insight and did not lead him wrong. He was able to do, to create, to bring forth something that was never physically seen in the earth before through the insight, through the exploit that came directly from God.
Right. Look at, when we look, Dan, and it's so good that you tie Adam and Noah. You show the comparison here between toiling and tending. And we notice, as any good teacher now, you notice that what caused Adam to toil, to go out, and by the sweat of his face, he's going to eat. And thorns and thistle coming from the ground, which going to make things difficult. We know that because of what? Disobedient. So because you did not heed my commandment, you did not obey what I tell you to do, you now bring this curse upon the land. And you're going to have to reap that curse. But there was another man come after, and his name was Noah. And Noah had the test too. Build me a boat, a ark, a ship. Mm-hmm. ship sail on water. This guy, there's no water for there. And he building this, and he has to follow the plan. He did. Because he obeyed God. Adam disobeyed. Noah obeyed. And because he obeyed God, then the curse was removed. So we don't have to suffer from that curse because it was removed. And we know that for a fact. And we can show you in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22.
And it was removed forever.
Forever.
Because he says, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake.
Yeah.
Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I had done.
Yeah.
That was Genesis chapter 8, verse 21. So he said, I'll never again curse the ground for man's sake, even though the imagination of man's heart
are evil.
Is evil. So it's not contingent upon our performance. He said he's not doing it. The ground is not cursed. And it also tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, to remember the Lord your God, for it is him who has given you the power to be able to get wealth. Why? To establish his covenant and to fulfill the promises of the previous generations. So God has given each of us a power. He has given us stuff to tend with in order to produce.
So we can now walk in this revelation. You and I can walk in this revelation that you don't have to worry because the herd is no longer cursed. The curse has been removed. And because the curse, it's factual. It's not something that we're trying to come up with. We just tell it what the word says. He says in verse 20, Noah built an altar to the Lord and took every clean animal, every clean bird, offer burnt offering on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord says in his heart, I will never again. Then the Lord says, not Noah says, the Lord says, at his word, I will what?
Never again.
Do what? Curse the ground for man's sake. If you look back when he says, because you have disobeyed me for your sake, the ground is cursed. Mm-hmm. We got to see that.
Mm-hmm. And God's intention is not for us, never was for us to remain under the curse or in that state of corruption, because there was this tree of knowledge, but there was another tree that it talks about in Genesis called the tree of life.
Yeah.
And it was the tree of life after Adam and Eve left the garden that they put the flaming swords around, that they kept them from eating off of. Because if they would have went from eating from the tree of knowledge to eating off the tree of life, they would have been forever stuck. In that condition.
Yes.
So they weren't worried no more about them eating from the tree of knowledge. They already partook of that. But they had to get them out of the garden so they wouldn't eat of the tree of life. And the Bible says specifically it was guarded, flaming swords around it. God doesn't want us stuck in a negative situation. He doesn't want us stuck under the curse. He doesn't want us stuck under lack. He doesn't want us stuck in poverty from generation to generation. God is calling us out. But in order to come out, we have to come out. There's something that we have to do. There's an opportunity that he has given us that we have to respond to.
While the earth remains, there will be no seed time on harvest. While the earth remains, there will be cold and heat. While the earth remains, winter, summer, day and night shall not cease. The curse is broken. Now we can use our creativity once again. Because God has placed within each one of us a creative mind. And now we can go back to the original. What God wants us to do, use our creativity and tend to what is already there.
Right there in verse 22, Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, it's a checklist.
Yeah.
Do cold and heat still exist?
Yes.
Yes. And in Florida, sometimes within 2-3 days, you could go from cold to heat. Does winter and summer still exist? Yes. Does day and night still exist?
Yes.
Yes. No matter how many times they spring forward, fall back, it still ends up dark at certain times.
You can't change it.
They're trying to keep it from being dark. Yeah. So day and night still exist. All those things have not ceased. So then, therefore, the first part is still true, that there's seed, time,
and harvest.
Seed, time, and harvest. So there's a seed that we must sow. There's gifting. There's talent that God has placed within us. We sow it over time. It produces a harvest. Seed, time, and harvest.
Yes. And as long as we obey God's word, as long as we obey God's voice, because God's voice is God's word. And so that's why I come back to make the clarity there, because so many times we think they are different. The voice of God is completely different from the word. No, the voice of God is the word of God. The word of God is the voice of God. So when you read the word or say it, you're hearing what God says. That's his voice. Say, God never speak to me. Well, the only way you can say that he never speak to you, is that you never read his word. If you read his word, you certainly say, you know that God is ever speaking what he says. Well, his word is his voice. So you hear me? As long as we obey the word of God, this morning we will be in partnership with God, doing what God is doing, saying what God is saying, and then it moves us from the realm of toiling to the realm of tending.
Want to invite you for a 3-day celebration this weekend for Easter, this Friday night, Good Friday, on April 7th at 7 p.m. We're having a special Good Friday service at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So that's going to be from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. On Saturday, we are having a fun family fellowship full of activities and things to do together on Saturday afternoon from noon to 3 p.m. And the location for that is Celebration Tabernacle Town Square, which is located at 1222 Dixon Boulevard. So it's going to be the big grassy area in the same plaza as Save-A-Lot and O'Reilly. So that's there for the whole family. There's going to be lots of stuff to do. It's going to be a great time, and everything is free. So that's Saturday from 12 to 3 on Dixon Boulevard. And Sunday morning at Celebration Tabernacle Church, we are having our Resurrection Sunday service beginning at 10 a.m. And again, we're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You can also go on Facebook and find the Celebration Tabernacle Church page, and you can find the sermons from each week. They're not streamed live, but they're uploaded. So the Sunday services are there. We also have a youth ministry called Switch. Stop wasting important time. Choose Him. And that is Thursday nights from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the ages for that is ages 12 to 18. So we are inviting your 12 to 18-year-olds to Celebration Tabernacle Church on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. for Switch. Bring them on out. It's a great time of fellowship, and it's a great time of development in the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You came to search and rescue, and love the Father sends you. Broke through the darkest night. You came to seek and save us. You came to liberate us. Jesus, you heard our cry. Jesus, you heard